听力课堂，听 class.com。
洪恩环境英语中高级篇。
High Intermediate Part One。
Lesson 7. For this lesson, you will need a pencil and a piece of paper. Mike and Steven are doing a story about fast food. Listen to their conversation.
Are you ready to go?
Almost.
I'm glad you're directing this story, Mike.
I'm glad to help, Stephen. I have a question on page 3.
Now, listen and repeat.
I'm glad you're directing. I'm glad you're directing this story. I'm glad you're directing this story.
Now you hear.
Direct this story.
And you say,
I'm glad you're directing this story.
You hear,
Have a good time.
And you say,
I'm glad you're having a good time.
Ready? Let's begin.
Direct this story.
I'm glad you're directing this story.
Have a good time.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
Work at a fast food restaurant.
I'm glad you're working at a fast food restaurant.
Good. Now listen and repeat.
I'm glad to help. I'm glad to help.
Okay. You hear...
Help.
And you say,
I'm glad to help.
You hear,
Be here.
And you say,
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, let's begin.
Help.
I'm glad to help.
Be here.
I'm glad to be here.
See you.
I'm glad to see you.
Have this job.
I'm glad to have this job.
Make some money.
I'm glad to make some money.
Okay. Let's listen to some more of the conversation about the fast food story. Mike and Jake are talking about the script.
What happens on page 3?
Okay, I order a soda and a hamburger for myself. Then another person gets coffee for me.
Who brings the coffee to you?
No one. They give it to me at the counter. But that doesn't matter. I need some good pictures for narration.Find some good pictures for me.
Now listen and repeat.
Then another person gets coffee. Then another person gets coffee for me. Then another person gets coffee for me.
Who brings the coffee?Who brings the coffee to you? Who brings the coffee to you?
Find some good pictures for me. Find some good pictures for me.
Another way of saying,
Find me some good pictures
is,
Find some good pictures for me.
Another way of saying,
Who brings you the coffee?
Is
Who brings the coffee to you?
And finally, another way of saying,
then another person gets me the coffee,
is,
then another person gets the coffee for me.
Now I say, find me some good pictures, and you say,
find some good pictures for me.
I say, who brings you the coffee? And you say,
who brings the coffee to you?
Ready? Let's begin. Find me some good pictures.
Find some good pictures for me.
Who brings you the coffee?
Who brings the coffee to you?
Then another person gets me coffee.
Then another person gets coffee for me.
Get him another napkin.
Get another napkin for him.
Can you find her a clean cup?
Can you find a clean cup for her?
Would you bring me a hamburger, please?
Would you bring a hamburger to me, please?
I'll get them some more French fries.
I'll get some more French fries for them.
Now let's do this exercise the other way. I say, I'll get some more French fries for them. And you say,
I'll get them some more French fries.
I say, would you bring a hamburger to me, please? And you say,
would you bring me a hamburger, please?
Let's begin. I'll get some more French fries for them.
I'll get them some more French fries.
Would you bring a hamburger to me, please?
Would you bring me a hamburger, please?
Get another diet soda for Connie.
Get Connie another diet soda.
Can you find the ketchup for them?
Can you find them the ketchup?
Would you bring some salt for our French fries to us?
Would you bring us some salt for our French fries?
Now Stephen is getting a little hungry. He decides to go to a fast food restaurant for lunch. Take a piece of paper and a pencil and write down what Stephen orders.
May I have your order?
3 cheeseburgers with lettuce, tomato, and onion. And...
no pickles?
No, thanks.
3 cheeseburgers, lettuce, tomato, onion, no pickles.
I'd like some fries.
Small, medium, or large?
2 large orders, please.
Just for you?
Better make it 3. I'm a little hungry.
3 large fries.
Something to drink?
A small diet soda.
For here or to go?
That's for here. I'm going to eat here.
Now listen as the clerk repeats Stephen's order. Check what you wrote.
Okay. That's 3 cheeseburgers with lettuce, tomato, and onion. And 3 large orders of French fries. And 1 small diet soda.
Now answer these questions. How many cheeseburgers did Stephen order?
3.
Does Stephen like French fries?
Yes, he does. He's having 3 large orders.
What's he having to drink?
A small diet soda.
Do you think Stephen is hungry?
3 cheeseburgers and 3 large fries? Yes, of course he's hungry.
Is he going to eat his food back at the studio?
No, he isn't. He's going to eat his food at the restaurant.
This is the end of Lesson 7.